This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
For us to go down the road of talk, news talk, the radio world every week waits with bated breath to find out what's going on, courtesy of Talkers Magazine, in the world of news talk radio. So we have a list of 10 stories that prepared by the staff and management at Talkers Magazine, the people on the list, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I have an expert cast of people who know their way around. They can't get lost in the news talk world, and they are, not necessarily in any order, Joe Crummy, who is a broadcaster of some note, also plays guitar once in a while when he's on the air. He's always mumbling something in the background. He has a podcast that's evil called Evil Thoughts. You can check that out every day of the week at iTunes or wherever you can buy groceries. You find it there.
It's everywhere.
The other people participating in our conversation include Victoria Keelan, who is a member of the staff at the DJV show, and Jennifer Horn, who's also a member of the staff on the DJV show, with their expertise. And once in a while, Kara Schillen will jump in with her thoughts, perhaps on things that are of import. The stories this week, number 10, the usual sports talk radio stuff. Actually, more discussion about the bad boys of sports talk radio than what's going on in the world of sports. It's sort of been sidetracked somewhat. I'm at a talk radio convention in Dallas this week, and much of the conversation has been about the trouble some of these sports hosts have gotten themselves into by not using their head in this day and age. And so that became another discussion, and maybe later on, Victoria, you have this discussion with Michael Harrison about how things are changing in the real world of the bad boys and the bad girls. Because there now are bad girls, I put bad in quotation marks, because it seems in an era where we want to compete with men and be held in the same echelon, whether it's sports talk radio, because there are a number of women now doing sports talk, and then in the regular world of news talk radio, we have people who are doing things differently. Dana Lash is one of them. It's been a focus here because of not necessarily what she's doing on the air as much as her being a spokesperson for the NRA. So maybe my question to the two of you, Jennifer and Victoria, is what impact really are women having? Do we see a change? Do you think that because there is the Me Too movement that's affecting almost everything, it's also affecting women's conduct in news talk radio circles or in being on the air in general in the talk circumstances?
Well,
you've been doing this. Well, both
talk
of you
radio
for a while.
Yeah, I think talk radio in general, I think, is seeing a slow movement towards including more females outside of roles of giggle girls, because I think for a long time you had a lot of number twos that were being held by women. Now I think Ellen Kay in Los Angeles is a great example, not necessarily talk radio, but she's like killing it in mornings, doing her own morning radio show. She was a sidekick to Ryan Seacrest for a long time. In the sports radio world, though, I don't see a lot of movement. You still see women as sideline reporters. I used to, as a kid, I used to always want to be a hockey play-by-play person. I just
you would
loved
rock
hockey.
At that. That would be so
no,
cool.
No, I don't. But that was like one of my little kid dreams, is because I loved hockey and I loved watching Bob Miller do the broadcast of the Kings. And I don't know that that's even a reality today. It definitely wasn't when I was a kid. You didn't see women doing that very often at all, unless you're looking at maybe college sports or minor league sports. So I think there's still a lot of room for women to grow in terms of their role in sports radio. It's probably getting better, but it's still, there's a lot of room for improvement.
And there are certain sports, and hockey's definitely one of them, and baseball's probably like 1A to that, that they're just very, very few women's voices, or you just don't see them at all. There's a few hometown, like each hometown team for hockey has a female type analyst who kind of just is there, really. But
do they have to work harder at the craft, Victoria, than men doing the same thing?
I think women who do sports broadcasting have to work three times harder than the men because already it's stacked against them. The audience already doesn't really take them that seriously because, especially for baseball or for men's hockey, they haven't played the sport or football. So it's hard to even if you didn't play, even if the guys played Pop Warner football, they've at least played the game. And so it is hard to have that credibility when you've never really done it. So I think that that's definitely stacked against them. And then, you know, like Jen said, there's a lot of sideline reporters. They're not taken seriously. Even men who are very open-minded. My husband is a sports producer. He wants to see a lot more equality in it. But, you know, even he sometimes just kind of makes a face at Erin Andrews, like, ugh, she's useless. You know, like, she's not adding anything. So
a lot of window dressing. And that's the thing with sports, is that there are a lot of women who are just beautiful women and who know a little bit about sports, but maybe aren't there to do it. I guess they aren't taken as seriously, and maybe they themselves are there for different reasons.
Well,
and
you know,
that is so true. That is so true, Jen. There are a lot of women, and I don't like saying this, but it is true. There are a lot of women who get into sports broadcasting to meet the players and marry somebody. So that's totally true.
You know, as a dude watching, like, as a Yankee guy, I watched Meredith Marakovich. I believe that's who it is. And as a guy, I think you guys are right. I'm kind of suspicious. But the thing is, do you know the game? And I think Meredith Marakovich for the Yankees does. And as soon as I see, okay, she understands the game, then it's okay with me. But you're right. I'm kind of suspicious as a guy.
Right.
And I like, why are you here?
You know, like, what do you know?
Get out of here, right? But if they sound like they know what, and the thing is, you're right. Because if they don't know what they're talking about, then it's evil in bed. It's like, okay, now get out.
Evil.
It also gives other women a really hard time because there are women who, like Jen, genuinely loves hockey. Jen could call a hockey game.
Right. But it's got to sound like you mean it, like you know what you're talking about. It's very important.
The window dressers, they're the ones who just kind of make it hard for other women who genuinely have an interest in it. So there's, like Jen said initially, there's a lot more movement that needs to happen in sports broadcasting for women.
Up next on the countdown, the review of the hot hits in talk radio, a focus on Ryan Seacrest for reasons that may be obvious and maybe not, because there are two reasons for him being on people's minds. We'll get to that in a matter of moments as the overview of the countdown, the hot hits in talk radio, continues on the Talk Radio Review with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Joe Crummy. I'm Doug Steffen with a reminder for those of you who are employers, if you're looking for the absolute best candidate, and why would you not want to? Will you take your job seriously? Find the right people for the job that you need to enhance your business. Move your business forward. Get the right people by using ZipRecruiter.com. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to hundreds of webs, job boards, and then in 20 to 24 hours, you'll get back replies from people that have already been reviewed by the folks at ZipRecruiter. Not really the folks, but the software. It's a fabulous program, smart matching technology that's not equal by anybody else who's in this business. So if you want to have fast, efficient, and really great response to a job that you've posted, go to ZipRecruiter.com. Find out how they're different. You can use them the first time free, because you use the code DJV, and that will allow you to use ZipRecruiter free. So you log on to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV and look, post the job that you need to have filled. And within minutes, in some cases, there will be a response right away because they have kind of spiderware that ZipRecruiter uses. It will go look at these job boards, find the person who has the things that you need, and introduce you to this person. It's really a fabulous way, the smartest way to hire. ZipRecruiter, ZipRecruiter.com, ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Use it free. ZipRecruiter.com. Get that new hire. Get to work on it today at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
Geico presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Brian Bruno live on the scene of a recently flooded basement. Here to describe the event, a tube sock.
So I'm curled up in a cozy pile of whites when the washing machine suddenly starts shimmying and shaking. Next thing I know, we're standing in 4 inches of water.
Did you help clean up?
Sure, but I'm just one sock.
A tube sock can't help you with a flooded basement, but the Geico Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Call Geico to see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Make updates indoors and save this spring at Lowe's. Make refreshing updates to your bath with up to 15% off select Peerless bath faucets, available in a variety of styles and finishes. And update your flooring with fashionable wood look tiles starting at 99 cents a square foot. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through March 14. While supplies last, see store for details.
16 past the hour, Talk Radio Review, Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Joe Crummy, and the focus on Ryan Seacrest, the allegations against him, and the beginning once again of American Idol. Where do we go first? The allegations mount to anything?
There's a connection, right?
There is a connection. How's the connection? Well, of course.
Because he's very important to a number of large corporate entities, if I may, and I think they want to protect him at all costs, whatever that was. But I think they want to protect him at all costs.
Well, what does that mean, protect him at all costs? If
they want him to keep working.
If they find out that he has done something that's wrong and they're still protecting him, it'll cost that company or those companies.
I won't argue about that. That's also true. I just think they're invested in him in Idol. I think he's an important component of the program. My understanding, he's on the show. And he's an important component.
Well, he's an important component for lots of different entities, radio and television entities. So, Jennifer, did he do it or not? Is he guilty?
I don't know. I don't know. Really, that's just my honest answer. I think that the second allegation seemed much more serious than the first, but I'd like to believe that he didn't.
It's all from the same woman, right?
Yes.
No, there's two. Isn't there two separate ones?
The first one he overcame.
The second one was the one that dated back, and I think he was. That's the one that seems to have people kind of corroborating her
story. The stylist. He had a stylist, right? And then there was a woman who corroborated and said, watched him do. There was one thing that was weird about the time that he had. But I don't get it. Is he has a woman that would tie his shoes?
Don't you want one?
I don't understand that. Like, I can tie my own shoes. I can tie my own shoes. I don't know what that's about.
There's video of the stylist tying his shoes too. That they tried that his team used as like evidence that he was uncomfortable with it or something.
Do people not give some leniency to something that happened? There's nothing about me that thinks this is condonable. But this is 2004 we're talking about. The kid came to town in the 1990s. He's worked hard, radio, television. He set his heart and his mind on something that he's been extraordinarily successful at, household name. And so somebody comes along, and whether this is on E because they buried it, or whether she's looking for something after 13 years,
even if she's right,
what is at this point? How does it relate to him today, and the person he is today?
Yes,
are we guilty once and therefore guilty forever?
I don't know. The people that I know that have worked with him, and Joe, just being in the market that he kind of really blew up in Los Angeles, I know we probably know a lot of people that have worked with Ryan, and everybody that I know that has worked with him said this seems so out of his personality, that this doesn't seem like something he would do. But again, some people's idea of a joke or humor is someone else's version of sexual harassment. And it seems that this person didn't just come to the table 14 years later. Instead, she was telling people all along that she was having a problem with it. That's always what makes me wonder.
She says he continued to act that way all through the last 13, 14 years?
I mean,
worked with him that long, but...
Right. He may have meant no harm by it. Maybe he made a joke or, you know, he was just being funny. She took it in a different way, but if she went to HR and was documenting it all along, it's going to be harder for him to overcome, I think.
21 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now it is 23 and change at the hour. You're listening to the Talk Radio Review, overviewing the charts for the week of March 5th to the 9th, courtesy of good broadcasters like Victoria Keelan, Joe Crummy, Doug Steffen. I'm at the what they call the Talk Show Boot Camp in Dallas. Many other broadcasters are here. I'm participating in a panel later on entitled Talk Radio's New Rules of Listener Engagement. And I looked at that when the guy says, okay, I want you to participate. And I thought, there's so much jargon in there. What is it? And that's what happens a lot of times. That's why I don't do many of these anymore. Cause
what are you going to say?
Kind of laughable. The new rules of listener engagement. They aren't any different than the old rules. You better be an interesting, and maybe part of this is you can't do what we were talking about before anymore. But if you're any good at what you were doing, you didn't have to do that. You didn't have to be Don Imus, who called people names and is the same off the air as on the air. Glenn Beck was at this event yesterday talking about his friendship with Don Imus and that he's exactly the same off the air as on the air. I think we pretty much all knew that. So Don Imus is the old. He's gone. He's done because he didn't follow the rules. Well, he's older. I don't know whether that's part of it. He certainly paid the price for being inappropriate. And is that part of the new listener engagement that we're talking about? Is it? Do you listen differently? Joe, you're a pro. Do you listen differently to the people that you like on the air than you used to? Are you more critical? Do you listen for stuff? I wonder if they're going
to... Well, you know what? I'm a lot like you. What I'm interested in is interesting. Does the host have something to say to me? And name-calling, does it impress me that much? I've always, and this does not change in broadcast, that, you know, does the host, what does the host bring to the table? What do you got for me? Why are you, you know, this is what I'm always, I always used
listener.
To think.
You
when
better
I was
have the listener in mind.
Right, and there were many times, Doug, and you and I both worked at KABC, there were many times on the air where I'd be doing a show and I'd be saying to myself, why am I behind the mic today? I don't have anything to say. I don't belong here. To me, that is a privileged position to be in front of the mic because I'm asking you to listen to me. And if I'm going to ask you to listen to me, then I got to have something for you. And I listen, the first thing I listen to when I hear a host is, what do you got for me? And if you don't have anything for me, I'm like, you know, I'm not there. So it never even gets to, you know, are you being being politically incorrect, etc. I'd be much more willing to entertain the boundaries there if you have something to say to me. That is.
See, I never have suffered from that. I think I always have something to say.
Well, there you go. Right. Well,
as a matter of fact, I was introduced once. Yeah, here I am. This is Doug Steffen. He always has something to say when there's nothing to be said.
Right.
Sometimes. Right on your tombstone? Right.
It does it so well. Yeah, it does it so well.
My epitaph.
Right.
Thank you, Victoria. So, about Victoria, you worked at a lot of different circumstances, doing different kinds of listener engagement on talk radio, whether it's radio stations or a program like this, or working at Sirius XM. So, are the rules different now than when you got started? Do you feel like you have to be thinking about things differently?
No, because I think, I don't think so. I think I'm with you. I think the rules are the same. If you're good and you're engaging and, you know, interested people are interesting. And so I think if you're passionate about what you're talking about or if you're interested in the subject matter, then you will come across as being interesting. Whether people agree with you or not, that's fine. But I don't think there's anything different. I think it's just, I think too many people try to recreate the wheel. And it's not necessary.
Trying to be like everybody else who's been successful. There's one Rush Limbaugh. That's it. Not
There's
the one
Howard Stern.
I need to go away.
Howard
one
Stern.
Howard Stern.
Yeah.
One Victoria Keelan. One Joe Crummy. One. That's it. So don't be copying because it doesn't work. People
right.
see through that stuff. They know what's going on.
Totally true.
Yeah. So in this circumstance, I don't know. I think one of the things that we have to keep in mind that there are things that management is much more concerned about than they used to be. Maybe that's then we're playing to management instead of listeners, which can be a way to get tripped up. 28 past the hour.
In today's automotive news, Volvo have built a small SUV that's ready to conquer the city. The XC40 is the smallest SUV offered by the Swedish car company. It has a powerful turbo and a well-designed interior and exterior. This new little Volvo breaks the mold from its older, larger siblings, giving you customizable options, including white mirror caps and a white roof. Two different engine tunings are available. Every XC40 comes to the market with Volvo's legendary safety systems. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
One easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? Geico gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the Geico office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now at Staples, get $5 off your next print and marketing services purchase when you spend $50 or more.
Now my business is blossoming, and I'm spending less green.
Exclusions apply. In-store only. Ends 3/24/18.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 12 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
The hour now. This is the Talk Radio Review, happily engaging you with information about what's going on in News Talk Radio world, courtesy of our friends at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. You can go to talkers.com and see the list there. Find out elsewhere in their whole overview of what's going on in the world of talk radio, things that are new this week, new hires, where's someone going to be on a station, all that good stuff. It's really sort of the inside. And there's Talkers Radio and Talkers Television there, too. Very entertaining material. So, sort of the inside of talk radio. We're going through the list with the Joe Crummy. I was going to say Joe Curry. I don't know where that came from. Victoria Keelan.
Oh, he's good, too.
And it is very good. Black Panther, the success of the movie, the new movie, A Wrinkle in Time. What does I saw the Black Panther, thought it was quite good. Victoria, Joe, did you both see the Black Panther?
I have not seen it yet.
I've seen really? It. Yeah, I like the
spoiler end. Alert. Yeah. You want to, shall we spoil it for Victoria or not?
No.
What do you say? No! No. Okay. A Wrinkle in Time is supposed to be
that
something that will engage everybody in the family. And so one wonders, there's such, I find the interesting thing about having so many different channels that you can watch is there is a lot of variety in what you can, there seems to be, in the movie world anyway, there's lots of focus on action and violence and CGI and all that stuff. But then there, once in a while, is a good story that comes through, even with all that stuff in there. I think that's what the Black Panther is about. I haven't heard too much about A Wrinkle in Time, other than it's a great story. So let's see what happens. But you look at the television selections that are available, what you can get from various cable channels, what you can get from Netflix or whatever it is that you're using. There's so much stuff there. One wonders, and I talk to the people on my staff who DVR stuff, and I wonder when they have time to do it. I don't watch much. I mean, there are two or three programs that I want to watch during the course of the week, but most of the stuff I catch up on when I'm flying back and forth across the country every week. And that's where I find, you know, what's going on with a lot of the shows that I have liked but can't keep up with. Joe, how do you keep up with the things that you want to watch? It almost is necessary for us to do this to know what's going on some of these shows that are so popular, because the pop culture aspect of our conversations is important in terms of engaging the audience. So,
you know,
as far as you're
really
concerned.
Because, right, you know, when I used to fly back and forth across the United States, I would do the exact same thing. That's where I would catch up on a lot of shows, because you're stuck and you're on the plane, and it would be great. As a matter of fact, sometimes I would watch, I don't know, something like, you know, Bill O'Reilly in New York as we'd take off, and I'd fly to L.A. and I'd land, I'd go into my kitchen and have dinner, and Bill O'Reilly would be on again. You see,
right,
again. You
thing.
Know, it's like, oh, my God.
Right.
But I don't have the appetite for the entertainment. I know the way you do, and I should probably be trying harder on that. But, you know, I just don't keep abreast of a lot of the shows, and I know it's a bad thing to do. But on my podcast, Evil Thoughts, if something comes up, I'll read everything I can about it and watch all the clips. I mean, so I cheat that way. But I don't watch. I just don't have the time. You know, I don't know how people do it, but I just don't have the
time
for it.
Yeah. It is. Joe Crummy's Evil Thoughts, the podcast that comes out every day on iTunes. You can find it wherever you get your podcasts. Victoria, in terms of what I know enough about you, because we're on the air together every day, you don't really have you don't watch television. You watch things on Hulu or Netflix. That's pretty much it, right?
We don't have cable, but we have PlayStation View, which gives you all of the major networks and stuff, so we pay for that. But going back to what you were saying about not having time, people tell us all the time, oh, you've got to see this show and you've got to see that. And our answer is just, we don't have the capacity to add anything right now. We just can't add a new show. So if a show ends, then we might be able to, you know, cycle in something new, but we don't really add anything new at this point. We're oversaturated.
You know, it was funny. I was watching after.
Go ahead, Joe.
You know, after the Olympics, the Winter Games had stopped, I heard some kind of, I think it was a promotional announcement, and it was like, what to watch next? And I said, look, I'm too busy, thank you, but I mean, it's like, I got other stuff I got to do.
Well, it's just, it seems to be a sign of the times in terms of how we get our entertainment. And it's really very interesting, because I was talking about this radio conference. Most of the people who are listening to the radio or various audio are doing it in their cars, unless it's Alexa. Alexa has been a big focus at this conference because of the way people are now choosing music and also talk. You can listen to a lot of this stuff by just saying to Alexa, tune me into Doug Steffen or something like that, and they'll go find the audio, and you can listen to this program or any number of the programs that I do or what you do, Joe. Go, I want to listen to Victoria Keelan. Okay, they'll find Victoria Keelan's audio, and that's what gets played on Alexa. It's, you know, it's a pretty fascinating
Well, it
reality.
Reminds me of what you were talking about, though, when you have downtime. When is it? Where is it? It's in the car, and I know that the Evil Thoughts podcast, I do. People send me pictures of it up on their dashboard. It's designed for when you're in your car, really, so that you got 18 minutes every day, you know, either when you're going to work or coming home. I mean, that's what it's designed. By the time you're home, you got other options, too, as well. But in your car is when you can, that's when I pounce.
Well, one of the other things that we were talking about here at this convention is something that's been a part of the car shows also, and CES, the cars of the future that have no steering wheel, they have no driver, they just have video and audio.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like getting into an airplane. You sit in the seat, and you're going to go wherever you're going to go, and you're going to watch things on your way to work or on your way to the store, or you can listen to things if you want to. It's really amazing how in the next 20, 25 years, this supposedly this reality is going to change greatly. So
right,
it's just
right.
Sort of
because now
how we get
right,
entertainment.
Right, in a car now, you want to listen because you need to be looking to drive. I mean, you may be on to something,
right,
here, Doug, but in the future, now I can get right back into YouTube or be watching Netflix or something from my car because I don't have to be looking out the window anymore.
Yep, it really is amazing, the new world order. All right, number seven on the countdown, a focus on this Russian agent in England who has poisoned he and his daughter. I don't know what comes out of this. Other than more speculation, the Russians are getting so much ink and pressure and press here.
Well,
is a Freudian slip from our
news
media. Why? What are we paying so much attention to the Russians for?
Well, you know, I found out. Do you know the Russians think that we are meddling in their election? It's coming up, I think, on the 18th or the, it could be the 14th.
We probably are.
You know, well, there's a dirty dossier on Vlad. Did you know there's a dirty dossier on Vlad? You know what's in it?
No. What's in it?
There's information that he is not poisoning enough people. That's a joke. Okay. You guys, hello. Seriously.
Next. All right, so let's see here. I'm going to keep moving. The talks that are scheduled for Kim Jong-un and the president, the talks between North Korea and South Korea, talk. But talk is better than the alternative. So are we getting anywhere? Is this just a play? Our own Jennifer Horn, Victoria, had a thought or a theory, if you want to share it with the audience this week, about why this really is going on and what brought it about. Do you remember what she said in context?
I don't actually know. What'd she say?
All right. What she was saying was that this is all a ploy, that Trump's put this all together, or the people around him have put this together. The pressure with the trade talks, pressure a lot of it on China, and they're affected by it. And the reason that China becomes a focus is because they're the main player in getting North Korea to do something other than threaten the rest of the world. So it's sort of a side door or back door way into pressuring the Chinese to get the North Koreans to the table. And coincidentally, in the same week as the policy on trade was announced, lo and behold, there's a meeting scheduled between Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un. And did
it
work?
If that happens, I don't know, yeah. Like we said, Rex Tillerson, he said that that's a long ways away and that's not going to happen. So it wouldn't be the first time that Tillerson and Trump are not on the same page, but we'll see how that goes.
Working for the man. 43 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review. This is something that's very good for people. The information I'm about to lay on you is for all of you who are active online, because many of us are upset to find things online that aren't true, we don't like, and we are frustrated because we don't know how to change it. We don't know how to fix it. Well, if that's the case with you, I have some advice. And it wraps itself around a company called Reputation Defender and one of their security and privacy routines called Executive Privacy. Reputation Defender is the leader in this field, makes the web safe for you and your family. With Reputation Defender's Executive Privacy, your personal information can be scrubbed clean from online search results. We've got so much stuff that's about, I Google myself sometimes, I'm amazed at what kind of information there is, page after page after page. And, some of it may be right, some of it may not be right. I don't think there's anything defamatory, but from time to time things have been said about me with regard to what I'm doing to save my farm in Framingham, and I didn't like it, so I called Reputation Defender. Had them do some work, clean it up. Call 844-432-4886 and ensure that you and your family's personal information is safe. Make that call, 844-432-4882. Don't let people take advantage of you. Reputation Defender's Executive Privacy Special Packages are there just for you because you're listening to this program. So when you call 844-432-4882, use the code or say Doug when they ask you how'd you hear about it. Just say Doug, or you can go online to reputationdefender.com/Doug to learn more about it. Don't wait. Take control of your image. Go to reputation.com/Doug.
Presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Brian Bruno live on the scene of a recently flooded basement. Here to describe the event, a tube sock.
So I'm curled up in a cozy pile of whites when the washing machine suddenly starts shimmying and shaking. Next thing I know, we're standing in 4 inches of water.
Did you help clean up?
Sure, but I'm just one sock.
A tube sock can't help you with a flooded basement, but the Geico Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Call Geico to see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
In the know, I'm Andy Solomon. In honor of Women's History Month, Stacy's Pita Chips is celebrating the power of women through the release of limited edition original art packaging that represents how women are rising to the occasion every day, making strong contributions to society in different ways. Melissa McIntyre, Marketing Director, Stacy Snacks.
Stacy's was founded by a strong, passionate, and entrepreneurial woman who transformed her pita chip at a Boston food cart into a household name. Stacy Madison is a perfect example of a female entrepreneur who stopped at nothing to make her dream a reality. And we're seeing that same passion and determination from women across the country now more than ever.
The three limited edition designs deliver a powerful visual message representing how women are celebrating, supporting, and advancing each other.
To help the next generation of female leaders, Stacy's is making a donation to Step Up, an organization that propels girls in under-resourced communities to fulfill their potential.
The limited edition bags are available to purchase as a set online while supplies last. To learn more about Stacy's women's initiatives, visit stacysnacks.com.
47 after the hour now on the Talk Radio Review with Doug Steffen, Joe Crummy, Victoria Keelan.
Yes, sir.
The focus on Stormy Daniels and her dimples. Mm. So the things you realize.
Well, you're the only one who ever mentions her dimples.
I know. Yeah.
Well, are they real? I mean, is that the
work
issue?
Or not? Well, I think there are a lot of issues here. Stormy Daniels is number two this week on the countdown. That really is an elevated position for her to be in. Is there something to this? Is it going to be, will it go away? Does it make for good or kind of raucous? I don't know. What? How do you describe a conversation about a prostitute or an ex-movie star, not ex-former, I mean ex-rated movie star, who supposedly had some fun with the now president? Is it just one step removed from Bill Clinton and his Monica
Lewinsky
stuff?
Well, if he lies about it,
is it?
That's what got Clinton impeached. So if you know, if Trump goes under oath and lies about it, and then it turns out
why would he go under oath? Why would he be in that position?
Well, he won't go under oath.
He wouldn't. But I'm just saying, like that's the similarity between Clinton and
what I don't get though. Did she take? If she took the check, I was doing some research yesterday on Stormy Daniels.
Sure you were.
Oh yes, I was. And she's worth $4 million. I don't know whether they have a house or she's married. What's the $130,000 for? A new car or something like that? I'm just wondering. She took the check, but why? If she wants to speak so bad,
well, she
what I want to know is, did she contact him just before the election? I go, hi, Donald, remember me?
No, In Touch magazine. No. What happened was, in a nutshell, what happened was they had the affair, and then and nothing happened after it, and so it was fine. Then he starts running for president, and In Touch magazine had been sitting on the story for a really long time, and then it became interesting. It wasn't interesting back then because no one cared, but then it became interesting because he was going to be president. So then they killed the story, and the way that they were able to do that, also this lawyer, the Trump's lawyer, went and paid her $130,000. She and Trump signed an NDA. But they didn't use their real names. So they use like...
But Trump, Trump didn't really sign it. Yeah.
That's exactly what she's saying.
Thrills and chills, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Joe Crummy's at evilthoughts.com. Victoria, thank you. 50 minutes past the hour.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now at Staples, get $5 off your next print and marketing services purchase when you spend $50 or more.
Now my business is blossoming, and I'm spending less green.
Exclusions apply. In-store only. Ends 3/24/18.
My neighbors always ask me, hey Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?
Pete makes it simple with a Scotts Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get the yard you want all year long, guaranteed. All it takes is four easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing nutrition and weed control to keep your lawn lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotts Yard. Pick up a Scotts Turf Builder program today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Wow, I haven't heard this for a while. 53 past the hour, Movie Moments with Chuck Curry. Victoria and I listening with Chucker to the music from The Sopranos. I often wondered whether they were going to make a movie, or can they just not do it because a couple of the main characters are now gone, Chucker. What's the story?
That's why we play the music. Yesterday they made an announcement that David Chase, very talented guy, creator of the original landmark HBO series The Sopranos, has worked out a deal with New Line Cinema and Warner Brothers to write and produce a big screen prequel that's going to take place during the 1960s. So we're not going to get a sequel. Obviously, it would be very hard to do a sequel since the passing of the main star, James Gandolfini, who played Tony, who was really the heart and soul of that show, although it had so many good actors and characters around him. But David Chase is a very talented guy, and it's a big coup, I think, for the studio, and that could lead to a lot of different things going forward in that Sopranos universe.
Yeah, I think you're right about that.
The show ran from 1999 to 2007. The Sopranos is the first show, non-network, that I really got hooked on, and to me was absolute must-see television when it aired on HBO on Sunday night. Very few shows had that effect on me, but that was the first one that I thought was absolutely terrific television back in the day.
Everybody talked about it, Chuck, or two. Everybody talked about it. It was the buzz. It really was. And it was the start of HBO really getting cranked up, I think, anyway. All right, Chuck's got some more.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you go ahead.
No, it elevated or launched the, I think, the new age of what they call the age of golden television, where high-profile projects were really looked at in the television format and not the theatrical. And that's why you see so much good television. This is one of the pioneer shows to do so.
Yep, I think you're right about that. Okay, having said that, about television, we're going to get a rundown of the movies coming out this weekend from Chucker right after this.
It's the first ever Spring Black Friday flooring sale at Lumber Liquidators. Shop now and save on the hottest styles of 2018, like Woodlook waterproof floors up to 50% off. When it's waterproof, it's worry-proof. And get up to 36% off 30 styles of laminate, like antique farmhouse hickory. Take 5 to 10% off our already low prices on hardwood and bamboo with coupon. Get more from 49 cents and special financing. Don't miss the first Spring Black Friday flooring sale. Get to Lumber Liquidators today.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
All right, let's get to the weekend box office. So what are we going to be talking about that's successful on Monday when you go through the box office totals, Chucker? You think that the Panther's still going to be on top?
It'll be right there, but Disney's Wrinkle in Time, which is based on a popular young adult novel, is expected to be number one at the box office. It has a strong cast, including Oprah Winfrey, Reese Witherspoon, who I believe both produced the movie, tracking around a $45 million opening weekend. Also opening is a movie called Gringo, an action comedy with Charlize Theron, a horror sequel, Strangers, I don't remember the subtitle, but it's a sequel to a horror film that was released 10 years ago. And a B-movie called Hurricane Heist, which I went to the theater last night and saw it. Me and my friend, and this is how well it'll probably do. Me and my friend were the only two people in the audience. It stars Maggie Grace, who played Liam Neeson's daughter in Taken. It's about a group of criminals who try to rob a government mint of $600 million during a Category 5 hurricane. It's a cross between Fast and the Furious and Sharknado. And I got to tell you, some of it I did enjoy. It is the most B-movie you're going to see on a big screen. It's like a $30 million budget. But I enjoyed watching Maggie Grace play an action hero in the film. So on that level, I got some enjoyment out of it. I give it like a 5.5 out of 10. I'd say wait for television, not...
Well, but you know what? In those circumstances, with movies like that, they're just entertainment.
Yeah, you know, I agree, and you probably would enjoy it. I'll go see it.
Yeah, I'll go see that. This weekend, I don't know. I'm back in Los Angeles. Oftentimes, I have time to see a couple of movies a day, depending on what everybody else is doing. But I want to see A Wrinkle in Time. Okay. I want to see the Charlize the Gringo movie, and I want to see the tornado or whatever the hell it is, the hurricane.
A Hurricane Heist. Well, theater owners are going to love you, Doug.
Well, they do love me. I'm very lovable, Chucky, if you didn't realize that yet.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.